We are joined in the studio today with Nigel Hartley. He is the new High Sheriff of the Isle of Wight. And we've got lots of questions for you.
So good. I'm looking forward to it. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And yeah, it's definitely, wow. It's not starstruck, but either way, you know what I mean? It is a case of, you know, you've got such a great responsibility. I look forward to sharing with everyone a bit more about what you do and what the actual role is about. So,
yeah, absolutely.
First question I've got for you, which was, so when you first heard that you had been appointed, which, weirdly enough, you said that you knew quite a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
What went through your mind when you found that out?
So the way that it happens is there's a nominations committee of people from the island who come together and supposed to discuss individuals who may or may not be suitable to become High Sheriff. And normally you're asked if you want to step into the role about 4 or 5 years in advance.
Wow.
So it's well planned. But when someone came to ask me, I thought they were joking. That was my first response. I was thinking, what, me? You know, I suppose, you know, I'd run Mountbatten for 10 years, as you know, and I'd worked in hospices for 40 years. And I've always felt really kind of normal and, you know, like any other human being, struggle with what I'm doing most of the time and with confidence and all of that thing. And suddenly somebody came and asked me and I was like, sure, I'm the right person. And I didn't say yes straight away. I went away and thought about it. But last week at the declaration, I was a bit overwhelmed, really, and it felt a little bit surreal. But, you know, just this last week has been absolutely mind-blowing already.
I bet it has. And also, it's a year, isn't it?
It's a year's appointment.
Oh, wow.
And it has a real history to it, you know. So it's over 1,000 years old and is the oldest secular appointment in Britain, apart from alongside the royal family. So my understanding is in those days, people used to try and avoid becoming High Sheriff because your main role was collecting all the debts, the taxes for the king or the queen. And at the end of the year, if you hadn't collected them all, you were liable yourself.
Oh, really?
So people used to become bankrupt.
Oh,
so it was quite a challenging role, I think. Thankfully, today we don't need to do that.
It was far from a selling point for the position, isn't it?
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like,
absolutely.
Well, can you for a year collect all this money, and if you don't get it all, you can give it yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, I can understand that. It's definitely softened a little bit over the years, but still, it's a great role that does bring a lot to communities and to the counties and stuff that obviously it's involved with.
Yeah, and look, it's a great honour, and I feel, you know, completely sort of honoured, really, to be able to do this. And the main kind of focuses of the role today, really, overseeing, although you don't have any kind of huge power or control over it, overseeing law and order on the Isle of Wight. So, you know, I'm getting to know that world because it wasn't a world I was engaged in. So, you know, the Crown Court, the family court, all of the different courts, the police, the prison, all of those things. But also supporting charities and supporting the good and the creative and the extraordinary work that goes on this amazing Isle of Wight.
And there is a lot of great things that go on as well. And I think what people don't realise, especially people that don't live on the island, is we are more of a community than we make out. And we do more things for each other than we give ourselves credit for. And it's nice, again, that there's people like yourself that are out there helping expose all this and help actually, just keep it going and keep shouting about it and give it more attention. So, obviously, one of the things that really comes to mind as well, it's a 1,000-year role, like you said, so the dynamics have changed so much. And you were saying a moment ago about, you know, working with the police and everything else. So what do you get asked to contribute towards that, just out of interest?
Yeah, so interestingly, on the first day last week, one of the things I did was present the police community police awards.
Yeah, I did see that up at the double portion.
Yeah, that was amazing to hear the stories of individuals in the police on the island, but also the public who had stepped forward in extraordinary circumstances to help people out. That was, you know, great to hear and to see and to witness, something I probably wouldn't have been aware of myself so much. So there's that. Obviously, hopefully I'm going to be going out with some of the police on their shifts to have a look at what goes on. That's really what I want to do. That I'm going to go out with the ambulance service, hopefully with the fire service, to really experience what these guys are going through on a day-to-day basis.
Bit of a ride out.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. But, you know, I think there's so much good that the police, the fire, the ambulance, all of these things do, that what we tend to hear about is the things when things that go wrong.
Yes, people do love to hold on to the negativity, which is obviously a sad part. Mm.
Like yeah, of course, things happened, don't they? We're all human.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really, I suppose, trying to focus on the real good things that happened in our community.
Well, I think one of my favourite expressions is, and I use it very, very often, that there's always a positive in every negative. It's just whether you want to find it or not.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we're all as bad as each other, aren't we?
aren't we? Oh, crikey, yes. Yeah, we're all guilty of it many times. Lily, I know you had a couple of questions you'd like to ask.
Yeah, so what kind of issues on the island do you think need the most attention at the moment?
The thing is, there's so many, isn't it? If you look at a community, and the island, as you say, is a real community, and I think when communities come together to make things happen, it can be extraordinary. So there's so much. My campaign for the year, as you've seen, and it won't surprise anyone with my experience at Manbatten, is, I suppose, encouraging everyone, including ourselves, to think about our end-of-life plans well in advance. Mm-hmm. Because what I know from my own experience is, by, you know, illness when it comes, serious illness and death when it comes unexpectedly.
Yes.
So it's trying to say to us all, we have all of our lives to prepare for our own death. Let's try and be ready when we get there.
Yeah.
Or as much as possible. And that's not just doing that for the sake of doing it. It's doing it for very specific reasons. Because, you know, I've seen families, individuals when they're dying, and their families and close friends. It's a very painful experience when they're sitting there thinking, I don't know what to say to this person. I haven't had a conversation with them before about dying.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, I don't know where mum keeps her bank account details. I don't know where mum's keys are for the house. You know, and people sit there afraid of asking these very simple questions.
Yeah.
So that's one thing we're trying to say. You know, what we want to do is help you to have those conversations when you're well.
Because,
you know, that will make a big difference. I think as well, when people come to the end of life, we need to help people focus on what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, so many people say to me, mum died and I didn't tell her I loved her.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if you can deal with the stuff well in advance, you can spend your time at the end of someone's life saying, I love you, forgive me, I'm sorry I did that. Mm-hmm. I hope you can forgive me. So those important things are really important. So the campaign is getting people to sign up to it and say, yes, we believe this is important and we want to join in. And secondly, what we want to do is give people a library, a set of tools through the Manbatten website, because I'm doing this in partnership with Manbatten and others, get on with their own plan.
Yeah, well, you've got the link there, so obviously it's it seems right up your street, a perfect thing for you to grab a hold of, especially like I said, with the background with Manbatten and everything like that. And again, as I said, you know, back when my mother sadly passed away, and Manbatten did such an amazing job with her up there. Like, literally, it was one of the major memories that I had, was how well they helped to look after Mama when she found she was terminally ill. And when I was the only member of the family that, again, some people were like, they said that I was being negative and I was being defeatist and I needed to be positive about the fact that she wasn't going to pass away, sadly. But I knew in my heart, and I felt I'd heard the word that she was going to leave and that I needed to reach out to her. Mm. So I did. I asked her, what would you like on your funeral day? And first thing was, well, I want Earth, Wind and Fire September as the song.
Brilliant.
And that was because she was born in September. And I hear that song so often, even getting goosebumps just talking about it.
I can imagine.
But just those things. And she said she had a list that she'd written, the things she wanted to do before it really took hold of her. And we managed to get a lot of those things done, which was a really, really amazing thing. I wish I knew the list a little bit earlier, though, because we most probably would have completed it. But again, this is what shows that the initiative that you're talking about is so important, because I still think about the fact that I never got to take her out. Well, she loved horses. She really wanted to spend some more time with horses, and that was one of the ones that I didn't quite get. So Yeah.
But you did, you know, it sounds like you did an amazing thing by asking her that question.
In fact, it felt very weird and surreal to be asking.
Of course, because it's not easy stuff. This, no. You know, I know it's difficult for people and I know it's challenging. But, you know, we need to find a way to get over it in order for people's deaths to be managed as well as possible. And it's not just for the person and their families. Mm-hmm. I think one of the other things in this, and people don't really understand, is that if we're dealing with crisis at the end of someone's life, the organisations, the NHS, Mountbatten, social services, whoever are engaged, we're having to use our resource and expertise to deal with the crisis.
Yes.
Rather than look after the person and the family and help them get through it. So, you know, I've had so many experiences in my career of breaking up families who've been physically fighting because they've disagreed over things. And it's all been to do with the fact that no one's had sat down and had the right conversation at the right time.
Yeah.
So,
and you're very right in saying that it's very easy to get to the point of, like, I wish I'd asked.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're bringing this to the attention, I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I think it's a really good thing. And obviously, this campaign that you've got, if people want to join, how do they go about doing that?
So there's a number of ways. A QR code, which you can find on the High Sheriff's website or Mountbatten's website, and hopefully you might put it on yours after today.
Yes, we will.
So, you know, click onto the QR code. That will take you into a document on Mountbatten's website to sign up, put your name and email. And then what we will do is regularly be in contact with you to let you know what's been added to the website. There's something about this. We're also keen for people to get in touch and say, you know what, I think this would be good to add.
Yeah,
you know,
we're
not precious. If something's helpful, then
it's a good way to
tell
be.
Us. Yeah, tell us, and we can add it because someone else might find it useful as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're the big things like writing a will or lasting power of attorney. And you know, but there's also really small things, and there's, you know, huge amount of loneliness and isolation on the island, particularly in older people who live alone, don't have a family nearby, you know, people going into hospital or into the hospice and not knowing who's feeding their cat.
Yeah,
you know, these kinds of things are really important to people,
mm-hmm.
and to be able important that we can help them. So, you know, who's going to feed your cat if something happens?
And I love my cats. I'll be absolutely devastated.
I know. And again, people are so, you know, they find that they think, oh, I don't want to talk about that because it seems so ridiculous here when I'm in hospital.
Mm.
But those things are really important to people.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. And again, it just highlights how amazing this is, actually, to be honest.
And I hope so. And I hope people understand that this is about trying to support and help them and their families, but also trying to help the system on the Isle of Wight because it is overwhelmed.
Yeah,
you know, we know people are stretched in terms of the NHS, Mountbatten even. There are more and more people needing our care, and the more people have done to support themselves and taken responsibility on their way to needing that care, the better, I think.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a really great initiative. It really is. And I hope that people take advantage of it. So again, you can get that by going on to the High Sheriff's website, mm-hmm. or even the Mountbatten website, and you can sign up. And again, don't be afraid to do it, guys, because in the day, sadly, we've all got to go at some point, but always to a greater place. So either ways, it's nice to leave the mark for the people behind us. And obviously, again, help with the whole systems running smoothly as possible, because, like I said, it can be very, very overwhelming. So, no, thank you so much for sharing that. Now, don't go anywhere, because I do want to talk more to you, but we just need to go to a bit more music. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the studio talking to Nigel. Right, we are still joined in the studio with Nigel, the new High Sheriff of the Isle of Wight, and we've already touched on his new campaign, My Life, My Death, My Plan. And again, you can sign up to that. Go to the Mountbatten website or to the High Sheriff website. It's a great initiative, and I think it's something that everyone needs to really take on board. So, yeah, please do that. And thanks for staying with us.
Absolutely happy to be here. I'll stay as long as you want me.
Oh, fair enough. Don't say that. You might regret that. But yeah, Lily, I know you've got another question you'd like to ask.
So we've all kind of mentioned how the role is over 1,000 years old. How do you still make the role meaningful in today's world?
Yeah, that's a really important question, I think. And I guess what they say when you become high sheriff is do your own thing. So there's no kind of blueprint. I mean, there are certain things around the edges of it, you know, like I said about law and order and supporting charities. And, you know, you wear this seemingly very ridiculous outfit some of the time. So, you know, you kind of stand out and people think, what on earth is he wearing that for? But again, that's a whole history.
It's tradition,
it's tradition.
It?
Yeah. And, you know, Britain is great with tradition, isn't it? You know, it's one of the best things about being British is that amazing tradition. You know, seeing the Queen's, late Queen's 100th birthday yesterday and everything, absolutely amazing. So how do you make it relevant? I guess, you know, one question for me is looking out there, and I think it was similar to running Mountbatten, what does the island need?
Mm-hmm.
And what can I, with my experience and everything I've got, bring to the island at this particular moment? So, of course, the campaign is an obvious way of doing that. But, of course, you know, what I'm finding already in the last week since I've taken this role on, I've done about 9 different engagements already. And it's great.
Busy.
You know? Well, it's great. That's what you want to do. You know, I've got this time and I've got this opportunity. But I've seen so many things I wouldn't have even known were there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I visited the White Aviation Museum. I don't know whether you've ever been there.
No, I haven't.
I mean, amazing. You know, I've opened a new care home in Blackwater, a care home that had had some real problems in the past, has now been taken over and upgraded and looks great. And I'm really looking forward to the first residents going in there. I've, you know, been to the police awards. I've been to Age UK and talked about the campaign to a group of 60 older people, you know, who, by the way, really were interested in it because they said, oh, it's such a relief to talk about these things. So I think what I really want to do is not miss anything on the island that deserves to be celebrated. You know, in my speech last week at the declaration, which is when I'm sworn in as the new high sheriff, I said, you know, we're so good, aren't we, of complaining about island roads and complaining about the price of ferries. But what we mustn't do is forget to celebrate what we've really got here.
Yes.
And there is a lot to celebrate. And I think a lot of initiatives, you know, and I was reading about your 4Ps training for people coming here and bringing people and giving them experience in your world as being really important. And all of those things just go on under the radar.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people say to me, oh, I didn't know about that, or I didn't know about that, or, you know. So what I want to do is shine a light on as much of this as possible so that people can retain it and hopefully benefit from it in some way. But you know what? Let's feel good about who we are on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, no,
it's
definitely.
It's just an extraordinary place to be. And I already am, you know, seeing things that are mind-blowing.
Well, we're more blessed than we realise, because it is a great position to be in on the on the island. Yeah. Especially, obviously, the mainland is a great place. I'm not knocking it at all. but I think we do take it for granted.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, there are some really challenging things on the island, aren't there? And, of course, shining a light on those things and getting people to help and to step out of their own little world into something else where they can be of service to others.
Yeah.
Because this role of High Sheriff is a service role. Mm. You know, I'm here to, I suppose, serve the island in whatever way I can. You know, it's strange because I think these roles, people think, oh, it's an individual person, it's all about them.
Mm.
I tell you, I'd rather crawl under a stone myself. I'm not great at being the centre of attention. I've had to learn how to deal with that. But, you know, I think shining a light on people who are doing good things and people who need support is really, really critical.
No, it's great. I've got one final question for you, and it's a bit of a quirky one, as I like to put it. And this is, so if you could bring back one medieval perk of the job,
oh my goodness,
what would it be? And it certainly wouldn't be collecting taxes. Would it be something like involving a sword and a horse? I don't know.
well, I do have a sword that I borrowed from Alan Titchmarsh, actually, which was really kind of him to do.
Yeah, because that's been one of the high sheriffs once, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Some years ago now, I think. And yeah, there's been some great high sheriffs in the past on the island. I don't know how to answer that question. I think for me, the role has to be about being of service, being helpful, being supportive to what exists.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there was part of that in ancient times as part of that role, which was very, you know, basically focused around supporting the king and getting all the rents and the taxes in. But I'm sure, and I suppose, you know, yeah, I'm sure that for me has to be what's this role is about.
Well, that's a brilliant answer. We'll take that one.
I like that. I felt I was a bit I put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's that it. Literally, I think it was a moment of tireless brain fog just suddenly came over there. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Nigel. And literally, I could keep talking to you for ages. And yeah, shame we have to cut it so short.
Well,
so
thank you for having me. No. And it's great to shine a light on this, isn't it? I mean, yeah. The amazing work you do here and what you've done in recent years and the amount of help you've given to people.
Oh, thank you. Well, credit to Ian Mack and leadership and everything with that. But no, thank you so much for coming in, and hopefully we'll have you in again very soon.
Yeah, I'm very happy to come back.
Brilliant.